Welcome to episode 34 of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. Today we have part two, the final part of our little mini-series thing where I was ranking every single division by position based on how good they are overall at certain positions. Today we are going to flip over to the defensive side of the ball. But before we get into it, just a reminder, we are on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Casts, basically any platform that you could think of that you could listen to a podcast on, we are on it. So if you could help us out any way you can rate us on Spotify, Apple Music, and Google Podcasts. You can review us on Spotify. You can leave a comment on my YouTube on whatever video you want to talk about the podcast. Any way you can help us, not only give feedback, but also just help us with support just by listening. That's awesome, and we'd love to see it. And it's been such a joy making this podcast. So enough of my rambling. Without further ado, let's get into episode 34 of the JTOW Sports Podcast. Like I said, we're going to be flipping over to the defensive side of the ball here. Let's jump right into it. Let's start with the cornerbacks. As I did with the offense, I'm going to go through the list 1 through 4 for each conference and then break it down. So starting with the AFC for corners, I have the East, the West, the North, and then the South. And yeah, let me break it down. Why is the East first? It's mostly because of Tre'Davious White and Xavier Howard. No other division in this in the AFC has a corner duo as good as that one. And there's also some good corners outside of them. There's still some good corners with the Patriots. The Jets have Sauce, which I think is going to be I still think Sauce is really good. I mean, obviously Sauce hasn't played a snap in the NFL yet, but I still think that Sauce is going to end up being a really, really solid corner one, and he could even be a solid corner one this year. So that really just gives this division the edge in the conference, because when you look at, the West, the North, and the South, they all have, one standout guy except for South. But even the South has one. But they all have relatively one standout guy. But when you have three standout guys, that's going to give you the edge in the conference. So the East is first. Then you got the West. I mean, you can't ignore J.C. Jackson and Patrick Surtain. Patrick Surtain's young. J.C. Jackson is not. But J.C. Jackson, obviously, is probably a top five corner at his best. Patrick Surtain, I think, has the potential. Had a really, really solid rookie season for a corner. I think he's definitely the corner one in Denver. And then you look at, some depth for the Chargers. I mean, they've got Bryce Callahan sitting behind him. And when you think about it, again, no other division really compares to them. You look at the other teams in the West, okay, besides Denver and LA, you have the Chiefs, who don't really have a standout corner. The bottom half of the division is a little weak because, I think the best corner in the Raiders currently is Nate Hobbs. But I do think that having J.C. Jackson and Patrick Surtain puts them over the North. The North have basically Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters. And the reason why I don't have them above the West is because those guys are both really good, but both on the same team. You know, you look at Denzel Ward, he's the best corner in the Browns, and I think he's pretty good. There's not really, elite corners on the Bengals, for Eli Apple, of course. But the Bengals have a solid cornerback core, but, nothing too special. I mean, when the two best corners in your division are on the same team, it doesn't really bode well for your overall ranking in the conference, in my opinion. So Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters, two great corners, but in reality, the rest of the division doesn't really stack up. Between the Steelers, who, again, only have a lockdown guy, and then the Bengals-Browns. You get the picture. And then the South, there are no corners in the South. Jacksonville doesn't have anybody. The Titans don't have anybody. Isaiah Rodgers is I guess, the guy. Not Isaiah Rodgers. What is his name? Now I gotta look him up. Isaiah Rodgers is the guy from TikTok, who's actually not, that good. I swear I know it. It's going to hit me the second. I see it. Gosh, I want to get it before I look. Kenny Moore, that's his name. I did not look. Kenny Moore is a really good corner, but again, nothing extremely special out of the South, especially because their best guy is just one guy. So, yeah, that's the rankings and breakdowns for the AFC corners. And now let's look at the NFC. I have in this order the South, the West, the East, and the North. The South, I think, is pretty self-explanatory, and here's why. The South, you've got Carlton Davis in Tampa. You've got Marshawn Lattimore in New Orleans. You've got AJ Terrell, and then you have J.C. Horn. I like all of those guys. Now, granted, AJ Terrell is the only piece of the Falcons secondary I like, but he is a top five corner. You have to imagine. Honestly, I think this division is pretty stacked corner wise. The Bucs have a couple other good guys that I'm not really sure what their names are, but I know that they have a solid secondary. The Saints have always had a good depth at that position. I think overall the South is the best division. Then you look at the West, you got Jalen Ramsey, who's maybe the best corner in football, which is why those two at the top might be interchangeable. Both of those could go at one or two. But obviously you have Jalen Ramsey at the top. And you have Byron Murphy from the Cardinals. But other than that, they don't have any good corners. Seahawks don't have anybody at corner. And then the 49ers don't have anybody really like stand out a corner, but they have a good core. There's a lot of solid cores in the West, and that's why they're ranked number two. In the East, you have James Bradbury, you have Darius Slay, you have Trayvon Diggs, you have not really many guys in Washington and New York, but they kind of suffer the same thing as the AFC North, where two of the three best corners in the division are on the same team. Trevon Diggs is probably the best corner in the division, but then the next two, I think, are Darius Slay and James Bradbury, and they fall both into Philadelphia, and I don't even think if they were on different teams that would make this division stronger than the West or the South, so they fall third. And then, unfortunately, my Packers in the NFC North fall last because Jair Alexander and Eric Stokes are the only two decent corners. You got Patrick Peterson, who's old, not as fast as he used to be, not as mobile as he used to be, just overall not as good as he used to be. You have nobody in the Bears except for Jalen Johnson, who is kind of unproven. Really, he's good, but like he's not like a leader or anything. And then the Lions just have Jeff Okuda, who hasn't played a healthy season yet. So overall, don't like that. But I forgot to mention, before I get slandered, I know Derek Stingley's in the South Bay hasn't played a game yet. You can say the same thing about Sauce, but Sauce, I think, has more potential. But the North just is terrible corner outside of the Packers, if I'm being real. Jalen Johnson is the only guy that kind of sticks out outside of him. You got Cam Dantzler. Andrew Booth is another one of those rookies that I personally don't like that much. So I don't see any reason for me to this is my personal list. I don't see any reason for me to personally put the North above any other division solely because of a rookie who has decent potential. But again, I don't really like Jalen Johnson that much. I don't really like Andrew Booth that much. So yeah, that is the corner breakdowns. Let's move on to the safety division. Moving on to safeties. After this, we'll just be general pass rushers, which includes like some more big name outside linebackers. So I didn't want to do linebackers as a position core. Anyway, moving on to the safeties, starting with the AFC, same thing. North, West, East, South. Okay. North, West, East, South is the order. Let's break it down. In the North, you've got Minkah Fitzpatrick. You've got Kyle Hamilton, who's the best prospect in years. Okay. He's the best prospect in years. Kyle Hamilton, and you have Jesse Bates. Those are three really good guys, and the Browns have John Johnson, who I actually really like. And so when you look at the North and you look at like the West, which I'll admit, this might be another situation where these are interchangeable, because you look at the West, Derwin James, Justin Simmons, and then who? Lost Tyrann Mathieu for the Chiefs. They don't have a good safety. They have Juan Thornhill, who's not like good. And then the Raiders secondary is always meh for some reason. So there's no reason why they should be ranked above the North, but like I said, I mean, come on. Derwin James, Justin Simmons, both incredible players. And Derwin James, Justin Simmons alone might be enough to push them over the North, but I'm going to have them behind the North for now. And then we look at the East, and you've got Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde. Okay, you've got Marcus Williams for the Jets. You've got Javon Holland. And then you've got, I don't know who's on the Patriots, but those are four good guys. Marcus Williams gets a little bit of hate. He definitely is not as good as he was hyped up to be. Like, when this trade happened with the Jets and the Saints, everybody was like, Jets won the trade, dub, dub, dub. Like praising Marcus Williams as, like, this elite safety. He's not that, like, elite of a safety. But overall, when you look at the overall core, it's more solid than when you look at teams. Look at the South for the AFC, because the AFC South is just Kevin Byard, that's it. And even if Kevin Byard's better than, like, Javon Holland, or, like, better right now than Marcus Williams, he's not better than Poyer or Hyde. He's not better than all four of those guys, like, combined as a core. Because you really only have Kevin Byard. You have, I don't even know who's in Indianapolis right now. Don't know who's in Houston right now. And I definitely don't know who's in Jacksonville right now as far as safeties go. So they rank bottom, just as they did in the corner. South's not very good with secondaries in the AFC East. We have the NFC. We have the North, the West, the South, and the East. I might bump the South up because I forgot about Tyrann Mathieu. But let's just start with the North. Adrian Amos, Harrison Smith, Darnell Savage, and that's it. Eddie Jackson. They might be behind. Because then you look at the West, and they have Buda Baker, and they have Quandre Diggs. The South has Antoine Winfield, Tyrann Mathieu, and who am I forgetting? Tyrann Mathieu. I don't know who's the safety for the Eagles. And the Giants obviously don't have anybody. So I'm talking about the South. The Panthers have Jeremy Chinn. I'm actually going to put the South above. I'm going to switch the North and the South, I think, honestly. The South are going to be number one. And the North are going to be number three. I might even put the North, really, now that I think about it, besides Harrison Smith, not that elite. And then the East don't have anybody. Who do they have? Nobody. Nobody. Like, who do the East have? Nobody on the Giants, nobody on the Eagles, nobody on the Commanders, and nobody on the Cowboys. Like, Malik Hooker's on the Cowboys. Whoop-de-doo, am I right? Like, I don't care. The East is dead last in that position. Yeah, let's move on to pass rushers. Okay, moving on to pass rushers in the AFC. I have the North, the West, the East, and the South in that order. For the North, elaborating, Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt, Cameron Hayward, Trey Hendrickson. Not really many people on the Ravens, but it doesn't matter. I think T.J. Watt, I think Myles Garrett are both the best at their position. Genuinely right now. Outside linebacker and edge rusher. 100%. Outside of that, their teams really aren't that good. T.J. Watt, I mean, obviously Cameron Hayward, I think, is really good and really underrated. So I have them there. The West, you've got Khalil Mack, you've got Joey Bosa, and then you've got Randy Gregory for the Broncos, and you've got Max Crosby off the edge for the Raiders, and you've got Chris Jones from the Chiefs. They might actually be the number one. Those two are also very interchangeable at the top. Then you have the AFC East. You really just have Von Miller. You know, you have maybe Gregory Rousseau. The Jets don't really have any elite pass rushers. Jermaine Johnson could be good, but again, he's not, like, proven, and, like, potential-wise, I don't see him higher than a lot of the guys that he's competing with for this position in the rankings. And then, of course, you've got the Dolphins, who really don't have anybody fantastic on the edge as far as, or, like, just as a pass rusher. As far as I know, they have somebody from Clemson who I'm forgetting his name. What is his name? Christian Wilkins. He's okay. And then the Patriots, you know, they got Matthew Judon off the edge, but that's really it. So that's not enough for me to put them above the other two divisions. In the South, as far as pass rushers go, you've got DeForest Buckner. Darius Leonard isn't a pass rusher. And then you've got, who else is in the South? I mean, there's not really any good pass rushers for Jacksonville. There's not really any good pass rushers for Houston. And there's not really any good pass rushers except for maybe Jeffrey Simmons for the Titans. So overall, they're the worst. They're the worst in every defensive category that we have. Then the NFC, we have the West, the South, the East, and the North. In the West, Aaron Donald, Bobby Wagner, who I consider a pass rusher. And then you have J.J. Watt. You used to have Chandler Jones. Fortunately, you don't now. 49ers have Nick Bosa. They also have some other solid guys. And the Seahawks. Well, we don't talk about the Seahawks. But the West, I think, is the best just because of Aaron Donald, J.J. Watt, and, of course, you know, Nick Bosa. Aaron Donald and Nick Bosa are both top three at their position, honestly, defensive end. NDT, Aaron Donald's best at his position. Fortunately, Nick Bosa is not better than Myles Garrett right now. Then you have the East. Then you have the South. Cameron Jordan. Cameron Jordan, Vita Vea, Panthers have Brian Burns, and then of course you've got who's we talking? The Falcons have Grady Jarrett. I think that's a pretty solid core. And then the East, you got Jordan Davis and Fletcher Cox, and then the Giants don't really have anybody. The Cowboys have Micah Parsons, which is a big help, but they kind of fall under the same category where they have two of the best guys on the same team. Doesn't cut it. And the Commanders have Chase Young, which is awesome. And Jonathan Allen. Oh, they're about the South. I struggle naming people in the South. East and the South third. And the North last. Daniil Hunter is really the best pass rusher, and has not been healthy. You got like guys like Kenny Clark and like Devontae Wyatt, I guess, and Preston Smith, but they're all like average. You know, the Lions don't have anybody. The Bears don't have anybody except for like, I don't know if Rourke is a pass rusher, but they had another guy with like 18 sacks. I'm forgetting his name, but that's good. But like, I don't think it matters. I still think that they're bottom of the pack there in the NFC. That has been it for this episode of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. If you guys did enjoy this little mini series that we did, and you want to see more stuff of this concept, more little mini series on the podcast, or more little divisional rankings or position rankings in general, leave it down in the comments on YouTube or leave it in a review on Spotify. Like I said, you can rate us on Spotify, Google, and Apple, or you can review us on Spotify. Give us those 5 stars on Spotify. Do everything you can to help support us. It's been an awesome ride so far. We will see you in episode 35 of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast.